So I say to here comes Sid Rosenberg. Now, Sid just did an appearance at a titty bar at some dump out in some trucker's jump bar in New Jersey last night. Yeah. For Monday Night Football. Then he comes in and he works all night for Joe Benigno, which is just the dog shift of radio. Just the worst shift that you could possibly work. And then he comes in here and he's filling in one day a week because we happen to like him, doing sports in the Amherst Morning Program, which most of the time he doesn't even get on.
Right.
And Tim McCarver and Joe Buck are going to be on later this morning because they are the baseball guys. They're our guys. And there's no better baseball or even perhaps sports analyst working than Tim McCarver.
No.
Correct.
No.
And the ball-headed stooge-faced loser here says, I don't like McCarver.
Now, I didn't say it.
The thing is,
he just volunteers that to mention the name.
I didn't ask him what he thought of McCarver, by the way, at all. I didn't ask him for his opinion.
No.
He just volunteers.
Right.
No, I don't like McCarver.
I don't like him. I didn't exactly say it like that. What I said was, I don't like McCarver. Not exactly with the same disdain that you said it.
Yeah.
It was more like, he's all right. He's okay.
But who asked you and who cares what you think?
Well,
here's the thing. All you are is envious because just take a look at your career.
Okay. Let's take a look at it.
You are pretty much
you're
pretty much a failure to this point.
Okay.
We saved you. You got fired at that, whatever that was you were doing over there at, I don't even know where you were, NEW, AM, the sports guys.
Right.
Whoever that was.
Three guys talking and microphones happened to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that didn't work out. Gee, what a surprise. And so then we rescued you here because Chernoff took a liking to you. And the only reason you're on now is because Bernie and Lou like you.
Yeah. The mercy deal, right?
And then I like you, frankly. Well, that is why you're on. So I like your attitude and all that. But you are, if you just look at, how old are you now?
34, I'm in.
You're a loser. You're 34, you're a loser.
You're looking at McCarver's driver. At this
yeah,
point.
Exactly. You're looking at driving his car.
Hey, McCarver, I don't like you, but I'm glad you.
Where
are you going?
I thought I gave you a couple of decent reasons why, I don't think the guy's all that good. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Here's my opinion on McCarver.
Let's keep digging.
If you want. My point is this. There'll be a meaningless bunt in the second inning, which has nothing to do with the outcome of the ballgame. And it'll be the sixth inning, and McCarver will still be talking about it like the rest of the audience are a bunch of morons, like they've never watched a baseball game before. That's my only problem with the guy. Plus, he also did the Mets and the Yankees, which I don't like either. When you can't work for the Mets and the Yankees, you do one club, and that's the end of it. So those are two strikes against McCarver.
Jesus, you're stupider than the
McCarver. If I were you, I'd just stop that.
You are dumber than the
people who... Before more revealing.
You are dumber than the people who call you. Which is saying a lot.
That's tough to do.
That's tough to do. You're going to be dumber than some of these people.
I think you guys happen to agree with me, but because you're bringing him on, you're not going to say it. You're bringing the guy on, so you go, Timmy, you're the best baby. What a great announcer.
You should be sipping his job.
What a loser.
And the guy caught for Gibson and Carlton was 30 years ago. So what? What's he done in the last 50? He got fired, didn't he? Didn't the Mets fire Tim McCarver?
He's Mr. Baseball.
Did he not get fired by the Mets before he went to the Yankees?
What are you talking about?
Beaver replaced him.
It wasn't that kind of thing.
How's Beaver doing, by the way? How'd that work out?
He's another guy I don't trust. He worked for the Yankees, and now he's working for the Mets.
Yeah.
Anything left in that case, Ralph? Hand it over.
God, what an obnoxious bastard Tom Seaver is. Oh, my God, what an awful human being.
He works for the Mets who are on this station, and he won't even come on any of the programs. He won't talk to anybody at
who
this
cares?
So the playoffs start today, Imus.
Yeah.
All three games, by the way, here on WFAN. This is the only place you're going to hear it.
Right.
Starts at 1 o'clock.
Locked on television?
Yeah, but not everybody has a television at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of guys at work, so if you put on 6:60 a.m., you're going to get the Braves and the Astros.
Right.
Which you're obviously overwhelmingly excited about.
Yeah.
And then you've got at 4 o'clock, the Indians and the Mariners. And then at 8 o'clock, the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It is, actually, good. I like baseball.
Yeah. How many of these games do you think you'll watch today out of the three?
A little bit of all of them.
Yeah?
No.
Who do you like in the Braves-Astros series?
I like the Astros.
How about you?
No, I like the Braves.
Sure?
We'll see.
Yeah,
very
decisive.
After game one, we'll see.
How about the Indians and the Mariners? Who do you like in that series?
Well, it would just be so great if the Indians swept them. But
yeah. But the Mariners did win 116 ball games this year, as you well know, I mean.
Yeah.
So you got to like the Mariners, right?
I would think so.
And the Cardinals and Diamondbacks, who do you like there?
I would like to see the Cardinals win, but they're not going to.
That's the game that McCarver is doing tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
McCarver and Buck are going to do the Cardinals and Diamondbacks. That's 8 o'clock. That's prime time.
That'll be great.
And I think the A's are going to beat the Yankees in 4 games. Mm-hmm. I think the Yankees are done. I know Francesca doesn't want to hear it, or Susan Waltman for that matter, but the Yankees are done. It's over. The streak is done. 3 years is enough.
Flag this tape.
Yeah. Right. Let me tell you something. I distinctly remember, it's funny you say that, Bernie, I distinctly remember the I-Man asking me about a month and a half ago if Barry Bonds would break the home run record, and I said emphatically, yes.
Whoopee. Wow, what a tough one to call.
Yeah, well, that was
a month and a half ago. It wasn't like a week and a half ago.
What a crystal ball you've got, Sid.
You guys said no.
You're alarmingly stupid.
You want my thoughts on Tim McCarver?
Hey, what's the matter with the guy at the mayor of Boston?
Benito.
Yeah.
Tom Benito? I don't know. What's the matter with him?
Well, just a little shaky, isn't he?
Well, he's no rocket scientist, that's for sure.
Jesus. I saw him last night on Jim Lehrer. I mean, I don't know. Can you...
A little slow out of the chute.
Jesus, God almighty.
Yeah.
How did he get to be mayor?
He was elected. Duly elected.
Really?
Yeah.
I have my thoughts on the whole situation. You want them?
No, we don't. No, we don't, Sid. Right, what are your thoughts on Mayor Tom Benito?
I hate Benito. I don't really like the guy.
We had a little laugh. It's free.